last month, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, which regulates groundfish in Alaska and other federal fisheries, received some shocking news. Pacific cod stocks in the Gulf of Alaska may have declined as much as 70% over the past 2 years. That estimate is preliminary, but it leaves plenty of questions about the future of cod fishing. KBBI's Aaron Bolton explains.
The first question that comes to mind when you hear the number of Pacific cod in the Gulf dropped by about two-thirds is, what happened? Dr. Stephen Barbeau works with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Fisheries Division and has been trying to answer that question. Barbeau says the issue likely started with warmer water moving into the Gulf in 2014 and sticking around for the next 3 years.
We had what the oceanographers and kind of in the news media have been calling the blob, which was this warm water that was sitting in the Gulf for those 3 years. And it was different than other years in that it went really deep, but it also lasted throughout the winter.
Warmer water temperatures speed up a fish's metabolism, leading them to eat more.
And so what can happen is you can deplete the food source pretty rapidly when the entire ecosystem is ramped up in those warmer temperatures.
With less food around, the size of Pacific cod in the Gulf dropped. NOAA surveys show that cod were the skinniest on record in 2015. But fish didn't just get smaller. Natural mortality rates also skyrocketed for some fairly important age classes of cod. NOAA saw a large influx of cod larvae in 2012, 2013, and 2015, signaling some good fishing seasons over the next 6 years or so. But between warmer water temperatures and the subsequently shrinking food supply, those fish are not showing up, likely accounting for a large portion of the decline. And this is not the first time cod stocks have taken a dive in the Gulf. The fishery saw a substantial decline in the mid-2000s, but Barbeau says this time is different.
The difference between then and now is that we don't see any recruitment coming in. We're hoping 2017 will be good, but we don't have any indication yet. So our surveys for those smaller fish haven't been conducted. They'll be done next year.
Because of that uncertainty, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council has some difficult decisions to make at its meeting in December. The regulatory body made an initial recommendation in October to reduce the total allowable catch in the Gulf by 30%. But Councilmember Buck Lakaitis says the final decision next month could be different.
I think it's just really important that the public understand that that's a preliminary number, but they should also understand that there's a fairly big change coming in the cod resource, and so fishermen, stakeholders, a lot of people will be affected, a lot of industry.
Barbeau's analysis will be reviewed by two advisory bodies prior to the council setting 2018 harvest levels. Fishermen will have a chance to weigh in, but Lakaitis says the council will base its decision on the final analysis.
We don't overrule the science. There won't be any miracles as far as the council doing something other than what the science advisors recommend.
Between the Bering Sea and the Gulf, Pacific cod accounts for Alaska's second largest fishery by volume, bringing in $186 million in 2015. Cod numbers in the Bering Sea are also trending down. Its estimated abundance may have fallen nearly 40%, but the cause of that decline is not directly known. As for the future of cod in the Gulf of Alaska, Barbeau says that depends on recruitment over the next few years. But the Gulf is expected to see the return of La Nina, which could mean cooler waters and better conditions for young fish. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.